students from University Laboratory High School in Urbana interviewed former U.S. servicemen and women to learn about their attitudes toward the military. All this week, we will hear their stories. Today, in part two of The Changing Military, you listen to one African-American's experience in the segregated service. Series producer Sanjay Koshy narrates the story written by Uni High student Simone Goworth.
Through World War II, soldiers who were not white served in the U.S. military in segregated units and experienced various kinds of discrimination. Joseph Smith, one of the first African Americans to serve in the Marine Corps, was told by a recruiter that he would be treated just like any other Marine, but discovered otherwise.
He said, well, if you join the Marines, you'll receive the same training that all of the other Marines receive. I said, really? He said, yes. And I was too naive to ask other questions about would I be in the same camp and same companies and all of that sort of thing. My sameness wasn't the same as his, I discovered. He knew that I would go to a separate camp, and he trained under different circumstances.
Smith made part of the journey to boot camp in North Carolina in a segregated train car, an early sign of the differences that would shape his military career.
And finally, the train came and stopped. So I started to go sit in one of the coaches, empty or nearly empty. And the conductor told me, you can't sit up here. I said, where do I sit? He said, you sit down there, down near the engine. So way down towards the end, a number of black people, seemed like 100. So I said to him, you don't expect all of them to get in one coach? He said, yes, and you're going to go there with them. It was the most miserable thing I've ever seen. So that was my introduction to being a Marine in North Carolina.
The racism of white soldiers and officers not only shaped their interactions with African-American personnel, but also damaged potential connections with people from local populations. Smith remembers how people viewed his unit when they were stationed in New Caledonia in the Southwest Pacific.
The white Marines had told the people who lived there, there were various ethnic groups, there were Javanese, and then the Aborigines. They told them stories about us. So American military people had a way of spreading rumors about black people and native people shun us. It was very embarrassing to be walking down a road.
It was not until after the Second World War that this pattern began to change. On July 26, 1948, President Harry Truman signed Executive Order 9981, which called for the desegregation of the U.S. military and outlawed discrimination on the grounds of race within the military. But official recognition of the wrongs committed took even longer. In 2011, the Commandant of the Marine Corps issued a formal apology to all African Americans who had served under segregated conditions in World War II. Joseph Smith and others from the Montford Point Camp were finally honored at a ceremony in Washington, D.C. I'm Sanjay Koshy.
Harlem soldiers on the move, see them marching in the groove. Uncle Sam is mighty proud of Harlem on parade. With a smile they all perform in a full drape uniform. Everybody's here to cheer for Harlem on parade.
Tomorrow in part three of our series, The Changing Military, we look at anti-war activism during the Vietnam War and hear more in our documentary, From the Front Lines to the Home Front, Inside Views of the Military, 1940 to 2012. The hour-long program produced by University Laboratory High School students airs Saturday, November 9th at 6 p.m. on AM 580 with a rebroadcast on November 11th at 10 a.m.